Psalm 135 is going to be everything we use for this Sabbath. Call to worship. Praise ye Yahweh. Praise ye the name of Yahweh. Praise him, O ye servants of Yahweh. And we're going to pray 135, 5 through 6. Our Father, I know that thou art great, and that you are Lord above all gods, and that thou alone, O Lord, do whatsoever thou pleasest. In Christ's name, amen. We should know that God does whatever he wants. That's going to be a lot of what we talk about today. So Psalm 135 is our psalm of praise, and we're going to want to go to the section of praise in the Psalm 119 book, which is in the very back. In the bulletin, the second part, B, is there, because we don't have it in our other book, and I won't apologize again for us not getting to that, because it's been a lot of work this week to try to get it there. Right here, Roman numeral 6.
Oh, I see.
135, and then the continuation is found on the bulletin. But we will save that for another time. 135a.
Hallelujah, praise the Lord's name. Give praise his servants, praise ye God, who stand in God's house in the courts. Oh, our God, make us praise ye the
make sense.
119, part 12, will be on the 12th page of the first section of the Psalter. The 12th page, up in the left-hand corner, you'll see it. It'll say 12. But I do know this, that when we have our new psalms, I think every psalm books, everybody's going to be happy. This is all bigger and less blurry. That's a little small print. Psalm 110 in the bulletin. We'll save 130. I'm sorry. Yeah, 135. We'll save that for after the message today. This is a very special psalm, by the way. It's one of the most quoted psalms in reference to Christ found in the New Testament scriptures, and so it's one of those important ones you definitely want to memorize and learn by heart. Psalm 110, O Lang Syne.
The Lord did say unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand, until I make thy foes a stool whereon thy feet may stand. The Lord shall out of Zion send the rod of thy great power. In midst of all thy enemies, be thou a governor. A willing people in thy day of power shall come to thee. In holy duties from of morn, thy youth like dew shall be. The Lord himself hath made an oath, and will repent him never. Of order of Melchizedek, thou art a priest forever. The glorious and mighty Lord, thou sitst at thy right hand, shall in his day of wrath strike through kings that to him withstand. He shall among the heathen judge, he shall with bodies dead, the place is filled o'er many lands, he wounds shall every head. The brook that runneth in the way with drink shall him supply, and for this cause in triumph he shall lift his head on high. The brook that runneth in the way with drink shall him supply, and for this cause in triumph he shall lift his head on high.
Did you notice that Christ wounded every head and left a bunch of dead bodies around, and then he went and got a drink out of the brook?
Yeah.
More stuff people won't sing about.
Anyhow. Well, let's go to our Bible readings.
From the Old and New Testament.
We're going to go to the book of Numbers first. We'll complete chapter 19, starting in 1910. The bulletins are actually inaccurate. They didn't get changed from last week. Apologize, but I know where we're at. So we're going to be reading Numbers 19, 10, until the end of the chapter. And then we will be picking up in Luke 23, 39 through 49. Brother Christian will read to us if he's willing.
Okay. So 39 through 49?
Yes. When we get there, he'll read that to us. And so we are in the book of Numbers, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. Chapter 19, verse 10. And he that gathereth the ashes of the heifer shall wash his clothes and be unclean until the even. And it shall be unto the children of Israel and unto the stranger that sojourneth among them for a statute forever.
He that toucheth the dead body of any man shall be unclean 7 days.
And he shall purify himself. It on the third day and on the seventh day shall be clean. But if he purify not himself the third day, then the seventh day he shall not be clean.
Whosoever toucheth the dead body of any man that is dead, and purifieth not himself, defileth the tabernacle of the Lord, and that soul shall be cut off from Israel, because the water of separation was not sprinkled upon him, he shall be unclean, his uncleanness is yet upon him.
This is the law when a man dieth in a tent. All that come into the tent, and all that is in the tent, shall be unclean 7 days.
And every open vessel which has no covering bound upon it is unclean.
And whosoever toucheth one that is slain with a sword in the open field, or a dead body, or a bone of a man, For a grave shall be unclean 7 days.
And for an unclean person, they shall take the ashes of the burnt heifer of purification for sin, and running water shall be put thereto in a vessel.
And a clean person shall take hyssop and dip it in the water, and sprinkle it upon the tent, and upon all the vessels, and upon the persons that were there, and upon him that touched a bone, or one slain, or one dead, or a grave.
And the clean person shall sprinkle upon the unclean on the third day, and on the seventh day, and on the seventh day he shall purify himself, and wash his clothes, and bathe himself in water, and shall be clean at evening.
But the man that shall be unclean, and shall not purify himself, that soul shall be cut off from among the congregation, because he hath defiled the sanctuary of Yahweh. The water of separation hath not been sprinkled upon him. He is unclean.
And it shall be a perpetual statute unto them, that he that sprinkleth the water of separation shall wash his clothes, and he that toucheth the water of separation shall be unclean until the evening.
And whatsoever the unclean person toucheth shall be unclean, and the soul that toucheth it shall be unclean until evening.
So we're at Luke 39 through 23, 39 through 49.
That's Luke 23, verses 39 through 49.
And one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him, saying, If thou be Christ, save thyself and us. But the other answering rebuked him, saying, Dost thou not fear God, seeing that thou art in the condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due rewards of our deeds. But this man has done nothing amiss. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. And it was about the sixth hour, and there was a darkness over all the earth until the ninth hour. And the sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was rent in the midst. And when Jesus cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And having thus said, he gave up the ghost. Now when the centurion saw what was done, he glorified God, saying, Certainly this was a righteous man. And all the people that came together to that sight, beholding the things which were done, smote their breasts and returned. And all his acquaintance and the women that followed him from Galilee stood afar off, beholding these things.
We'll take a short break as usual. We'll stand and sing the rest of Psalm 135.
Egypt's firstborn from man to beast, from man to beast, to smoke, to snow, strange token beyond Pharaoh and his servants sent in Egypt. And for us. the heritage, their most pleasant of lands he gave, an heritage which is royal, his chosen folk should have,
Colossians 1, 12 through 20, we're going to have as a confessional reading today on the back of the bulletin. Colossians 1, this is 12 through 20. I'll tell you what, why don't we just read this all together rather than reading it in parts. Give thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature, for by him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him, and he is before all things, and by him all things consist. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all the fullness dwell, and having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. And you that were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now have you reconciled. All right. Well, if you will, go to 1 John. And sticking your pamphlet in Exodus chapter 20, we'll have our confession of fellowship and sin. So we're going to read from 1:5 unto 2:6. But we are going to we're going to read to the end of chapter 1, go to the Ten Commandments, and we'll come back and pick up at 2.
So where are we starting?
5.
Okay.
To the end of the chapter, we'll go to Ten Commandments, and then we'll go back to chapter 2 and read to 6. So 1 John 5. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another,
And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin, and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us.
In verse 3 of Exodus 20. Thou shalt have no other gods before me.
Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I am the Lord thy God, and a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless if they take his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's.
Turn to 1 John chapter 2, reading from 1 to 6. There's our comfort in the gospel. My little children,
these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. And hereby we do know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him.
But whoso keepeth his word in him, verily the love of God is perfected. Hereby know we that we know him. He that saith he abideth in him, ought himself also to walk,
even as he walked.
Amen. Christian, would you mind closing us?
No. Dear Heavenly Father, we do thank you for another day of your grace and mercy, Lord. Thank you for the seventh day, the day of rest, God. And thanks for the time of convocation and fellowship. And thank you that we were able to hear your word from the Psalms and from several other places in Scripture. And so help us to just remind us daily, God, that you're the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and you're in the heavens, and you do whatsoever you please. Trust in your workings and doings in this land and in the whole world, God. And God, we live in dark times, and there's so much craziness that goes around, God. So I just pray that you'd give us perseverance. Help us persevere and to be Christian overcomers, and Christian dominionizers. And we can do those things for your namesake and your glory's sake. Help us, God, as this upcoming work week is upon us. Help us to work hard and to be be diligent with our minds and with our hands. And just help us not to be lazy, God, but to work hard. Thank you. Thank you for giving us physical bodies. Thank you that we don't have ailments and things along those lines. Thank you for the blessings of health. And thank you for food, Father, roofs over our heads, God. And I just ask you to cause us to love you with our heart, mind, soul, and strength, and to love our neighbor as yourself. Help Nick right now, God, where he is in life. And Lord, thank you for this food that about to eat. I just ask you to bless it and just give us safe travels home. In Jesus' name, amen.